Ernie's Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is pretty broken up since he found out that dogs are being recruited for military service. He's positive that his dog, Old Blue, will soon be drafted. As we look in on a little community today, it's evening, and we find the members of the Golden Era Discussion Club gathered at Abner's house for the weekly meeting.
Yeah, right over here, Mousie. You're the guest of honor tonight, so you're supposed to sit right here. Wait a minute, Cedric. Get out of that chair. That's for Mousie.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, that's all right, Mom. Let Cedric sit there if he wants to.
No, we always reserve this chair special for the guest of honor.
Oh.
Just sit right down there.
Yes, sir.
Make yourself at home.
Yes, sir, I will.
Is it all right if I sit in this chair over here, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, that's fine, Cedric. Well, I reckon we're all here now, so we may as well get the meeting started.
That's okay by me, Lum.
Ulysses, prop Grandpa Masters up a little better there. He's going to slide clean out of his chair.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
But don't wake him up now, or he'll get mad.
Okay.
The regular meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club will now...
Just a minute, Lum. Where's Abner?
Oh, he went out in the kitchen. He'll be back directly.
Oh.
Go ahead, Lum. Get the pigeon-toed meeting started. The regular meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order. All members present will please... Hurry up, Abner.
I'm coming. Say, Lum.
Don't interrupt us now, Abner. All members present signify by the same sign.
Hey. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Granny's Grandpa Masters ain't snoring. He must have the insomnia.
Yeah, say, Lum.
Tonight, fellow members, we have with us a special guest of honor. And I think it's fitting that we have a few words from him.
Well, just a minute now, Lum. I want to bring up something here.
You can bring it up when I say any old business or any new business.
Yeah, but this comes before that, Lum. Can I bring in another guest of honor for tonight?
Another?
Yeah.
You don't mean Elizabeth, do you?
Oh, no, not her.
Because, you know, this is strict a stag club for men folks only. No women allowed.
Yeah, well, he ain't no woman. Can I bring him in?
Well, all right. Who is he?
Old Blue.
Old Blue?
Yeah.
Now, wait, Abner. You can't bring that dog to our meeting. This club's for humans.
I know that, Lum, but see, Old Blue might not be in town much longer, Lum, and he might have to go in the Army any day now.
Oh,
I'd love to bring him
sake,
in.
Are you still worried about that?
Well, will you let him come in, Lum? I know it'll cheer him up.
Sure, bring your dog in, Abner. Lum won't care.
Well, I don't mind having another guest of honor, Lum.
I like Old Blue.
That's okay with me.
Well, it's your house, Abner, so I reckon you ought to be able to do what you want to in it.
Well, good for me. And listen, fellas, whilst he's in here, try to say some nice remarks about Old Blue every once in a while. You know, it'll just tickle him to death. He does love to be bragged on.
Abner, Old Blue couldn't understand no remarks of no kind.
Well, now, Lum, that dog understands a heap more than you think he does. Now, you just say some nice things and watch him perk up. He's awful smart. I'll go get him right now. You fellas do that now. I'll be right back.
That ain't the silliest one thing I ever heard. A dog for a guest of honor at a humings club. Mousie, I hope you don't mind being classed up with a dog here. We ain't trying to cast no disreflections on you.
No, sir, that's all right. I don't mind at all, Lum.
About all we can do is humor Abner, though.
Yes, sir.
He's got this idea that the Army's going to draft his old broke-down dog, and there ain't no way to get the idea out of his head, not even with a stick of dynamite.
Yeah, you're right about that, Lum.
Stubborn as a blue-nosed mule, that Abner Peabody. Mind out, here he comes, old feller.
Yeah, come on, boy. Come on now, right in here. Come on. That's it, Blue. Right in here. Follow me. Look at it.
Hello, Blue. Howdy, Blue. Howdy, boy.
Cedric, would you mind getting out of that chair there?
Mom.
That's Old Blue's favorite rocking chair. He just loves to sit in that thing.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Whereabouts can I sit, then?
Well, let's see. Long as I reckon you'll just have to sit on the floor, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
All right, come on, Blue. Come on, right over here now. That's it. Come on over here. Now. Get up in the chair there. Come on, you can make it. Get up in the chair. I try harder now, Blue. Jump a little bit. Well, Lordy. Well, wait a minute. Here, I'll help you. Come on now, boy. Right up in there.
Can't that dog even get up in a chair by himself?
That's that time right there. Well, he's tired, Mom. He's had an awful hard day, and, well, it's past his bedtime right now, and he just don't feel his level best, I don't reckon.
Fine dog he'd make for the Army, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, there you are, old boy. Yeah, now you be comfort. Just sit there now and rest and pay attention to what
Miss
we're saying.
Elizabeth never allowed him to come in the parlor and get on the furniture that way.
Well, she don't as a general thing, Cedric, but this is a special occasion. And besides, Elizabeth's over visiting Aunt Charity Spears, and she won't know nothing about it. Yeah, all right, Lum. Go ahead with the meeting. Now, sit up now, Blue. Listen now. Listen to what's going on. Look up here now. Don't go to sleep.
All right. You got the dog all settled now?
Yeah. He's worse than Grandpa Master, though. He wants to go to sleep. Come on now. Wake up. Wake up. Now. That's it, Lum.
Punch him and get him awake.
Yeah,
if he's
going to
be a guest of honor, we don't want him sleeping.
All right. Come on now, Blue. Look up here. Sit up a little bit.
All right. Where was we at now? Oh, yeah. Feller members.
And old Blue.
Huh?
Old Blue.
All right. Feller members and Old Blue, I hereby make a motion that we have a few words from our new guest, Mr. Mousy Gray. All them in favor signify by the same sign.
Aye.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good. The motion's carried.
Aye.
You said aye once, Devin.
Yeah, well, that mare was for Old Blue. See, he can't say aye long, so I said it fine. That's the time, boy. I'll take care of it.
The motion carries.
Yeah.
All right, Mousy, the floor is yours. Just go ahead and say any little thing you can think of.
Yes, sir. Well, sir, fellas, I'm awful happy to be here with you men tonight. I just hope that I can become a member of this organization here and attend all your meetings. There isn't anything that I love more than the good fellowship of stout-hearted men. The companionship of men in a man's world. The banding together of men to carry on man's work in man's universe. For it is up to the men to shoulder the burden of the world.
Excuse me a minute, Mousy. I hate to interrupt you.
Oh, yes.
Abner, there's your phone. You better get it.
Oh, I want to hear Mousy's speech, Long.
Hey, I'll get the pigeon-toed telephone. Sit still, Abner.
Yeah, good for you, Grandpap. Hey, go ahead, Mousy.
Hello.
Let's see now.
No, this is Milford Spears talking.
For it is men who must lead the way.
Yeah.
Men who must make the decisions. Men who must guide our destiny.
Yeah, all right. I'll
men
tell
who
him.
Must dominate.
Goodbye.
Men who must run this man's world.
Hey, Mousy, we just heard from the woman's world.
What's that, Grandpa?
That was your woman, Gussie.
Oh.
She says for you to get home. You better skedaddle, too.
Oh, gee. Thanks for everything, men. And, well, so long.
Well, just a second, Mousy.
I'll see you tomorrow at the store, Mom. Good night.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs a-fighting.
Doggish, when that Gussie snaps her finger, that Mousy sure jumps, you know.
that just ruins everything.
Ruins everything?
Why, sure. You see, I never picked out no high-class culture subject for discussion tonight. Instead of that, I was just going to have each one of us get up and say something nice about Mousy.
Oh.
You know, give some little tribute to him.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good idea, too, Lon.
Now, Mousy's went home, or it's ruined all my plans.
Well, I do know.
Wait a minute. Maybe we can still do it, Lon. Only instead of saying them nice things to Mousy, why...
No, Abner.
Well, now, wait a minute. I ain't finished telling you my idea yet.
You don't need to. I know what you're going to say, and I'll tell you right now, we ain't making no tributes to no dog.
Oh. Well, Lom, you just don't know how good it'll make him feel. Look at him there, Lom. Just look how sad he looks sitting there.
Well, I admit he's a sad-looking dog, all right. I've always said that.
Yeah, Lom, if you'll just do this for him, it'll give him something to recollect when he's out there marching backwards and forwards with all them other dogs.
They don't have the dogs march, Abner.
Well, whatever they do, Old Blue will recollect us here, Lom.
Well, I'll say one thing for Old Blue. If we was to give him a tribune, I know he wouldn't rush off on account of some dadgum woman like Mousy done.
Why, of course he wouldn't. Old Blue's brave.
Yeah, Old Blue's a good dog. I've always said that.
That's true. He's okay. I like Old Blue. He's the best varmint dog that ever stuck a nose to a trail.
Yeah, well, he's the best that I ever had. Brave and smart and everything that dog is. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it reminds me of that dog that belonged to old Kermit Greer.
Who's that, Grandpap?
Kermit Greer, Cherry Hill man.
Oh.
You recollect him. Had a lot of musical talents. Could whistle through his nose.
I don't believe I recollect him, Grandpap.
Well, anyway, he's got this dog. Smartest thing you ever seen. There's some that claims the dog's smarter than Kermit.
Well, what did his dog do that's so smart? I bound you old Blue's smarter than he is, and he's braver, too.
Well, listen to this, Abner. Kermit used to send that dog to the butcher shop every day, and the dog would bring back the meat and never eat a bite of it all the way home, neither.
Well, that ain't so much.
And then along come the meat shortage, and every day it got worse and worse, and the dog could see that Kermit was getting worried, so one day, you know what that dog done?
No, tell me.
He went home and bit Kermit so bad that they had to take him to the hospital.
Huh?
Because they know they'd give Kermit 3 square meals a day there.
Oh, sassy, Frank.
It's the truth, Abner.
Grand
what he done.
That ain't the truth, and you know it. You're just
all
making
right,
all that
all right, let's not get to arguing. But I've been studying here, and maybe it would be a good idea to give old Blue a tribute.
Well, good for you, Lum.
You take a dog, and he stands for a lot of things our club ought to stand for. He's steady and reliable, lives his own life, don't let no woman dictate him. Wait a minute. Wasn't that somebody coming in the door, Abner?
I believe it was, just you said. Blue,
hey,
come
back here, Blue.
What's the matter here?
Now, what in the world did he run out of here for?
I don't know.
Run like a scared rabbit.
I know his women, I know. He heard that door open there, and that's Elizabeth coming back, and he knows it. And he knows that she'll beat the living daylights out of him if she catches him here.